John the Baptist. He came with a Nazarite vow, not only staying away from wine, couldn't eat grapes. I mean, it was to keep himself so pure and so clean. What was his message? I mean, he had one of them encouraging messages, you know. You brood of vipers, who warned you to flee from the wrath to come? You know, encouraging words like that. And that was his ministry. He went out, he'd lock horns with people, and he'd just try to get them to repent. His entire message, ministry, was a message of judgment. Now, let's be practical. You're preparing the way. You've been assigned with that kind of message. What do you think the one who follows, what do you think his message is going to be like? Certainly not a complete contradiction to yours. Is anybody getting this? Jesus comes along, and the very people that John the Baptist was telling to knock it off, Jesus also wanted them to change, but he came a different way. Woman's caught in adultery, says, I don't condemn you, says, you're forgiven. The people that are so crippled with disease, he releases. Instead of pointing to their sin that caused the problem, which was true in many cases, instead he healed them, knowing that the kindness of God could lead people to repentance. You see, it was important that John came to close a chapter in history. And it was the chapter in history where judgment was the primary message. It was a chapter in history where that kind of prophetic mantle would be shifting and changing as the Messiah would now come and change everything. And John is now sitting in prison, and he's thinking, man, he says, I preached to the brood of vipers. I tried to get him to repent. I baptized in water. And I point to this one, and I was certain he was the Messiah, and he comes along hugging everybody. I mean, I'm out there eating grasshoppers and wild honey. I'm having to raid these beehives to get honey to live on. And he's over there dining it up with everybody. Are you guys tracking with me? He's completely violating everything that John had established as the way to do stuff. This is how revival comes. And so Jesus comes along and violated every one of those standards. Not because John was wrong, John was right for his season. But when Jesus showed up, there was a season change. It's wisdom to know how to shift with God's shifting seasons. John had no clue that what he had started would not be continued. He had no clue that he was closing out a phase in history and that the Messiah would come to display the goodness of God. Could Jesus get angry and rebuke? Of course, we know that he did. But he only rebuked and became angry at the people who thought they had what he had to offer, and they didn't have it. They professed to be there, and they were nowhere close. Jesus makes this amazing statement. Blessed is he who is not offended in me. You know what the point is? If you let me do what I want in your life, you will not be able to anticipate and expect all that I'm going to do.